Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from an undisclosed location, default route. Happy Monday. This is kind of a, thank God it's Monday, as I had 3 days off, and it became more and more difficult, excuse me. These are the first real words I've said today. Other than back and forth a little bit with my mother, helping her. She wanted to sit up on the side of the bed today, so I had to be there to tend to that. And I get out and get my steps. But basically, what I wanted to do here was tell a very long story about how I got to new shoes that I'm wearing. These Nike, did it just slip or something? I don't know what it did. These Nike $20 shoes I got from Kohl's. Can you see? I can't see what you can see. And I know I should be able to. That flipped upside down. I don't know what happened, but we'll figure it out. Got them from Kohl's yesterday. So I'm going to tell you the story about how I got them. Are you ready? Okay. OBS Studio. OBS Studio is a software program app. I don't know what we call them anymore. That I run in Windows 11, Windows 10. Actually, I was running in Windows 10 to do my podcasting and be able to switch cameras and have graphics, and just to get more creative when broadcasting. I had been running it on my Intel HP computer, which was an i7 third generation. At one time, that i7 third generation was the baddest, bestest, fastest computer in my arsenal in the home studio, which I live in, because years ago I realized that I don't need to live in an apartment. I need to live in a studio. So that's what I turned my basically from about 20, 25 years ago, maybe 20, 30, well, how many years ago, I realized I don't need a living room, dining room. So I just put my studio right there smack in the living room. So as soon as you walk in my house, as soon as you walk in my apartment, boom, you see my setup. Table, computers, mics, everything. So that was the i7 third generation, was the fastest, baddest computer, you know, not maybe out at that time, but in my arsenal. So it was at the top of the food chain. Then as time goes by and I start making more money and have more disposable income, you know, I want to upgrade. I'm sitting around, say, hey, you know, it would be nice to, you know, get a better computer. So every computer I buy, be it a laptop or a desktop, I get a better, faster one. Like for my i7 third generation, I went to a HP Envy i7 10th generation. Major difference. Major difference in performance. And then in the computer under that one, which was a i3 computer, that got moved to the bedroom so that I could do testing and do stuff, whatnot, in the bedroom. And I had a setup in the bedroom that I called the media bay, that I had a FireWire card in the computer. I could hook my old digital camcorders up to and transfer data back and forth from the hundreds of tapes I got. So I had that, the i3 running that. And then I started to realize the i3 wasn't really handling it. But, you know, it didn't bother me because I didn't really use it that much. And then So I moved, so I took the, so I got the HP Envy, I put it in that slot, the main slot. I took the i7, I moved it to the second computer in the living room, and then the i3 was in the bedroom. Now I'm not sure when or what I was doing with the i7 just sitting there before I put OBS on it. But once I put OBS Studio on it, it became the OBS computer, and I just, you know, I stripped it down, I reformatted it, and took it back to the original factory settings and only put the OBS stuff on it, so I knew it was clean. So that was just the OBS computer, the i7 third generation. And then I had my new HP Envy, the big dog, i7 10th generation. And that third to 10th generation, I'll repeat, major difference. Major, major, major difference. Don't sleep on that. Don't sleep on that. And the processor speed seemed to be, you know, not too out of the pocket from the third generation to the 10th generation. But I think it's processing in cores. The amount of cores that a processor has gives it the ability to do more jobs simultaneously or something. Because there's a major improvement. So, and I use that computer basically just to run Cubase and to do my heavy video processing, the new HP, you know, 10th generation. Use that to do the heavy processing. And then the other one was just the, you know, big like backup computer, maybe store hard drives on there, files, blah, blah, forget whatever, you know, have to do some side processing. I don't know. I can't remember. But I put OBS on there. And as I started to get OBS to work and do things and learn it, OBS Studio is open source software, so it's free. So, you know, there's a lot of public documentation up there, you know, people contributing this and that. So I like it. I mean, it's and not just because it's free, because I pay, you know, for a product that works. I've learned that. But it's free, it works, and it's doing good. But for years, and I'm sure many of y'all heard me talking about cameras not switching, testing this, testing that. Is this camera working? Is that camera? Oh, it's not switching. I figured out how to have a remote keypad so that I can switch cameras and not be sitting at the computer. I, you know, through that time, I also got some wireless cameras. I spent $300 a piece on three wireless cameras. Mevo. Good investment. I love them cameras. They work. They're no problem. They're good. It was worth the money. That's what I'm saying. I really wasn't used to making that kind of investment, but I saw what I got back after I spent that money. It was well worth it. So I got the, you know, the OBS Studio running on the third generation i7, and it's, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do, but it's not. I didn't know what it was supposed to do until later, because it was doing okay, and it would switch cameras sometimes, and sometimes it would switch cameras. You can hear me, I'm watching videos of me doing this stuff. You can hear me, oh, it didn't switch cameras. What's it doing now? Did I also notice that I had to turn the resolution of the file it made down, so not to stress the processor. And then as you turn the resolution down, when you watch it on a big screen, it's all fuzzy and not as clear and not as sharp. Then I see other people doing their podcasts and stuff, and their stuff is sharper and nicer. And I'm like, well, how come mine? Is it lighting? Is it cameras? Is it this and that? So for years, I worked on just getting it better and better and better. I mean, and it's something I enjoy doing. I love tinkering. I love doing it. So it didn't seem like work. So, and for years I've been doing it. I looked up, you know, I've been doing this, making video stuff for decades. I remember where I came from, you know, from when I wasn't investing any money, just picking up a microphone there or a camera there from work that fell off a truck or something, if you know what I mean, or a headset here, a headset there, you know, going to electronic, what's it? Oh, God. All Electronics. I almost forgot the name of it. all the electronics into my surplus store and get whatever they had laying around and try to make it work. And so all this has come, you know, I've come a long way. Okay, so it's not working. And this thing, I'm like, okay, and I'm doing stuff, and I'm seeing that I'm getting a video encoding error on the i7 third generation. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, you know what? I got cameras in place. I got the audio in place. I can do remote imaging or remote broadcasting. That means I could be on the big HP, the new HP 10th generation computer, doing my Cubase audio production and have it broadcast, have it send a video signal to the OBS computer. I mean, it's doing stuff nice. Everything seems to be in place. You know, I had it working, but it just wasn't performing the way it should. And so one night, you know, I quit smoking Black & Miles. And so I was trying to get myself to stop eating. And one thing I said was, one way to stop eating is spend money, just to do something, stimulate it. Because I need to replace that stimulation. So I'm just trying to do anything and everything in my power to keep my attention off of eating. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy another computer. I'm going to get an i7 12th generation, which would be faster than the one I got. Then I can move the 10th generation one I got down to where the OBS computer is. Hold on, let me go back. Also, I had a laptop. It's an i5, I believe. And I think it's an i5 later generation. Maybe 7th, 8th, 9th, 5th generation i5. And for whatever reason, it started not to perform the way I should. And maybe I was sitting around bored one day and said, you know what? I'm going to buy me a new laptop. So I bought a new laptop, a nice one too. In fact, I can't remember when I got this laptop. I had a new laptop, and it's an i7 12th generation. It's an i7 12th generation, but it's a laptop. So it doesn't have any of the ports I thought I needed in the OBS, the computer I wanted to run OBS on. It didn't have enough ports, and I wanted to have offboard processing, have a video card that does the processing. It would take some of the stress off the main processor or the laptop and all that. In my mind, I needed a desktop. And during that time, as a side story, at work, we're getting rid of all our desktops. Everybody has a laptop now. You just come in and you just plug it in, your docking station, one cable, USB-C, Thunderbolt, and everything comes in. Your power, your monitors, your network, your peripherals, your keyboard, your mouse, everything goes through that one cable. And the way they got it now, the cable coming from the monitor powers the laptop. So you got one cable. You should be able to walk in the office, one cable, boom, plug it in, you're ready to go. So they're getting away from the desktop technology almost completely. But in my mind, I still need that. I still wanted to have those ports and to be able to put this in there and put that in there, hook this up and do that. So I got an i7, 12th generation laptop. You know, I'm using it. And I'm also running OBS Studio on it when I go like back to Ohio or go to other places. And I'm running it and I'm doing things and I'm using it, you know, when I like come out here to undisclosed location and I hook my cameras up pretty much just like I do at home. And you know, it did okay. Actually, it did better than okay, but I didn't notice it. And so one night, I'm sitting here, it's a Friday night, I said, I'm buying a new computer. So I started looking at Best Buy. Seemed like I get all my computers from Best Buy. Refurbished or open box or whatever. Seemed like I get all of them. So I looked and I studied and I found an i7, like 13th generation or something like that. It was faster than any computer I had at a good price, open box. It was down in Hawthorne. So I went in and bought it, and I paid for it. But Hawthorne closed at 9 o'clock. I didn't get off work till 8. So I said, you know, that give me something to do tomorrow. I'll get up Saturday, I get my steps, come in, eat a mild breakfast, you know, and that's the whole point. Just to keep, you know, busy and not eating, not being lazy, have something to look forward to. So I said, okay, I'll do that. I'll just go Saturday. I'll go tomorrow. Tonight, I'll just, you know, mess around. Then I said, well, wait a minute. Let me see how OBS will run on the laptop. Because it's an i7 12th generation. And I think I was buying an i7 13th generation, something like that. So I said, let me just see how I run a laptop. Even though I've run it on a laptop before, even though I've run this program on the laptop before, many a time, I wasn't aware of the comparison. So, you know, I went ahead and hooked it up, started doing stuff. And oh my God. Oh my God. This laptop outperformed my current OBS Studio i7 third generation to the point it almost made me cry. I was embarrassed. I was completely embarrassed. On the i7 third generation, I was getting encoding overload. It would lock up. It wouldn't lock up, but it just wouldn't switch cameras. It was doing weird stuff. It just couldn't handle it. And I had the resolution down low to record a really smaller, you know, lower resolution picture. I put this thing on my laptop, which I had done many times before, but I didn't really actually do a comparison, run a performance comparison. I just did it and just didn't think about it. This thing was running, switching cameras, no problem. The CPU usage on the i7, third generation, OBS Studio computer, which was my top dog at one time, would go up to 90%, 90% CPU utilization when running OBS Studio. I put that thing on a laptop. The laptop, OBS Studio, was using less than 1%, less than 2% CPU. I was like, fuck. And then I said, forget it. You know what? I'm going to turn the resolution all the way up. I'm going to turn the resolution up to 19 to full HD. Like, you know, what the big boys use. I turned it up to full HD. I maxed all my cameras. Well, I didn't max, but I took them all the way up. 1920 by 1080. And I went to maximum file size, maximum this, maximum that, and I ran it. It was still using less than 2% of the CPU. Switching cameras is easy. I was touched. It was a Friday night. I was so touched, I made a video about it. And I'm still trying to make that video. I'm actually producing a video about it. It's like in project phase. Because it just wasn't a straight, you know, record like this. You know, I wanted to have different phases because it was different. I wanted to tell a story, so I'm in the process. And that's one of those things, that's why I don't like doing editing. That's why I like to do it one time. Like walking here now, I got this all whittled down to where I make these videos. And while I'm home, while I'm still walking, when I finish, I just name them and upload them. I'm done. No post-production processing. Boom, that's it. So, I forget why I went down that road. But I was going to make a video just to show how big a moment it was. It was so big, and it worked so well that night I took the i7 out of there. I just got rid of all the i7 stuff. i7 had extra monitor. i7 had this. i7 third generation had this hooked up. I took it all out. I just took it all out. It was gone that night, and everything was on. I just started using the laptop. I went from that i7 OBS Studio as being the king, you know, the that I totally rely on, you know, my go-to, to out. It was gone. I took the monitor. I had a separate monitor for it. I had this and that. And I had the laptop sitting there anywhere. When I'm home, I don't use the laptop. It's just sitting there. You know, I got it in position. I'm looking at it. You know, I like to see all my screens lit up. But it's just, there's nothing on it. Because I have a portable hard drive, an encrypted portable hard drive that I move back and forth that travels with me. So that's what I do all my work on. When I come home, I just take that Velcro off the back of the laptop, hook it up to the main computer, and I still working on the same data. Then I back up that data. You know, I got batch files and back up that data. So I just work off the same. And it's a 4 terabyte solid state drive. So it's fast and it's small. It's beautiful. And I'll just run it. And I can, you know, go back and forth and blah, 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 blah. So it was just sitting there anywhere. So I said, hell, it works so good. And I was still using the same peripherals to the i7. I just had to move them. So that was fun to get in cables. I had to move cables from this to that, get extension cables. So everything was like over on the i7 towards my left in the corner. And the laptop sits on my right on the shelf on the table. So I had to just move connections over to that. Got it all set up that night. That thing was working so good. The CPU, I turned that resolution up, getting a big, beautiful picture like everybody else on on podcast. It was just switching cameras, just do, 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 do. And it wasn't encoding, wasn't no encoding overload. CPU usage was like under 2%. Under 2%. I cried. You can see I'm still touched. But anyway, so I got that going. And now, of course, you know, I just reset up just about the whole configuration to, you know, be a more high resolution and take advantage of that, take advantage of what, you know, the extra processing power can give me. And so, and now I just use the laptop, the i7 12th generation laptop to do all my OBS processing. And since it comes with me, I don't have to do any changing any routines or any macros on or anything, because I'm using the same one at home and the same one at work. Because I had a wireless keypad that I got that I would like switch between, the desktop and the laptop. But now, just as I'm just using the laptop and the desktop is gone, I do all my recording now on the laptop. It's no switching, which makes it more cohesive. So I'm doing that. And then I noticed I was using one of the legacy things there that I was using was a USB 2.0 hub. This is a USB 2.0 hub that I was using. I've used this thing probably 10 years. It's old, it's outdated, it's old. But full disclosure, cameras only go up to 2.0 anyway. I mean, it gets a certain point where it's overkill, you know, and technically there's a certain point where you don't need all that processing, or you don't need all of that bandwidth. So it gets to a point where you don't really need all that bandwidth. And I may have, you know, 2.0 may have been getting the job done, and it was actually, it was doing good. It was just doing, you know, what it was supposed to do, but it was a certain things that that I thought could have been done better and faster and further utilize the laptop, which has a Thunderbolt port on it. It's supposed to do like 5 gigabytes of bandwidth versus the USB 2.0, which is probably like 1,000 megabytes. 1,000 megabytes is like 1 gigabyte. So, you know, the 2.0 might do like 1 gigabyte, if that. But the Thunderbolt and the USB 3.0, USB 3.2, is taunted to say to do up to 10 gigabytes. And I wanted that. Since I bought the computer, I got the laptop that can handle it. I wanted that. So I decided to go ahead and all right, I'm going to get me a good hub. I'm going to go out and get me a 10-port USB Thunderbolt 4, USB 3.0, 3.2 hub. You know, just upgrade. I wasn't going to spend a whole bunch of money, like super upgrade. But I spent like $50, $60 or whatever. So I got to find a nice little hub, USB. You know, the one that I can plug in right to my Thunderbolt, the new USB-C kind of connector, and get those gigabyte speeds, which I may or may not need with the cameras, because the camera's bandwidth is only going to be so much anyway. So I got it and I hooked it up and I got it working. And it was comparable. It may be some difference, I don't know. But it might be some subtle differences that I don't recognize in the switching of the cameras and the way to process it. And I had to reconfigure on my delay speeds, because you got to delay the audio. I got audio coming in from different sources. I got two audio, separate audio interfaces hooked up to that laptop. I got three cameras hooked up to that laptop. I got a remote for the remote keyboard hooked up to the laptop. I even pull out a USB Ethernet connection to the laptop. I got all these ports going into that, you know, one USB hub that goes into the Thunderbolt, and it should be able to handle it. It pretty much does. The only thing it doesn't do is it, three cameras. OBS Studio, for some reason, won't recognize three cameras. When two cameras are working, the third one drops out. And I thought it was the hub. So I said, hell. And I did read an article that said, you know, hubs are different. Spend some money on a good hub. I said, all right, I'll buy another one. See what happens with a higher wattage, higher power rating, and see if that'll do it. So I bought one, and they delivered it, and I got it, and I hooked it up, and it got the same results. It only takes two cameras. So they hook up that third camera, OBS won't see it, unless I disable one of the cameras. And that's not, I don't want to do that. So it was, of the three, because I got, and there's really no reason for me to have three USB cameras. It really isn't, if you think about it, because the wireless ones work perfect. You know, I got three of them. They're not a problem. It's the USB connection that I have to, what I had to do was take the, one of the cameras and hook it up to another USB port. The laptop has two USB ports, USB 3.0 ports, regular, you know, the old style USB. I just had to hook one of the cameras to the other one. That's gonna have them on the same port. And then on the other port, one port, I got going to the big main 10 port powered USB hub, you know, the super speed one. Then I got another 3.0 hub Velcro on the back of the laptop. It's been there for years that I travel with. And it was on, even on my previous computer. So, and also, when I got the laptop, the old laptop that I had been using, I took and I put in the bedroom. So the i5 that I was using, that laptop, I took it and I put it in the bedroom, and they got rid of the i3. The i3 went away, and I started using the i5, because the i3 wasn't getting the job done in the bedroom. It was laggy. It wasn't handling the video processing I wanted. It wasn't doing enough. So I said, I need to upgrade now. So I said, should I get a desktop or a laptop? I said, why don't you just get a laptop, and then move the laptop into the bedroom. That's what I did that way. So I got rid of the i3. I moved the i5 that I've been using as my main laptop into the bedroom. And the main laptop that replaced the i5, the i7, 12th generation Dell that I got now, just running OBS Studio, you know, became my main laptop. So I got rid of like two computers. That laptop got rid of two computers, if you think about it, in a way. In a way, that laptop got rid of two computers. So now I got a laptop in my bedroom that I can use. And I mean, it's still functional. You know, I wiped it, took it back to factory defaults, cleaned it up. You know, it's still got solid state drives in it, a little bit of RAM, probably a bit more RAM in there, but it does what it's supposed to do. You know, it does. I got an HDMI to a 27-inch monitor that I got on a mobile stand. So it's really cool. It's really cool. I like it. I got wireless setup, wireless keyboard and mouse to it, so I can work from it if I have to and just do stuff. And on that TV, also got a Fire Stick, one of the newer Fire Sticks with the volume control, later generation Fire Stick. So fully functional audio visual computing in the bedroom. And of course, you know, the living room, I got the big HP Envy desktop that I run Keybase on and all that. And I'm starting to realize now, even as I'm saying this, I probably don't even need a desktop. There's probably no reason to get a desktop anymore. With the peripheral so good, with the ports being so powerful. And it's to the point now, Wi-Fi is just as fast. Wi-Fi may get the job done. You may not even need Ethernet anymore. None of the laptops come with Ethernet connections anymore. You get a dongle and run it. And you might not even need that anymore. Wi-Fi might get it done. So, and that's that. And then so I got the hub. You know, I got a quote-unquote better hub with more wattage just to see if I would still have that, you know, two webcam problem. You know, really I need to have three webcams? Who knows? It's just the way it's been. You know, what? I got six cameras. When I'm sitting, when I go to places, I carry six cameras. Three webcams and three wireless. And I got them all set up with the wireless keypad, you know, with macros and hotkeys, key assignments. And it's all set up. So wherever I go, boom, 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 I can switch between six cameras, set it up, boom. They all know how to connect to the Wi-Fi, the wireless cameras, you know, USB, blah, 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 blah. So that all works. And, you know, and I got along pretty good for a long time without the big 10 port super speed hub, but you know, I wanted it. Plus at home, I like to hook up the main computer and record when I'm working on actual audio projects, when I'm actually working on a song or something, you know, in my professional DAW, Keybase Pro. I'm actually working on stuff. I want to have a good audio. I want to be able to record that. So I got a separate interface from that. So I got the HP desktop 10th generation i7 running Keybase Pro, and I got a USB, I got a interface, a Steinberg interface going to that one. I bought a good Steinberg interface for that, spent some money on that one, got it going into that. And on that interface I run right into another interface that I got going into the laptop. And now I'm thinking, why don't I just get out my 16 channel interface and get rid of the two channel interfaces? If I could do that, I wonder if I could pull that off. Cause cause this is the way I had it set up. Maybe it's time to overhaul it. What if I just, get the 16 channel. I get the 16 channel interface out, because on one of the two channel ones I just got the Shure microphone. There's one microphone going in, and on the other one I got two channels coming from the other interface going into the laptop OBS studio, and it's clean, because that's the whole thing, you have that clean sound. So I might just get out the 16 channel one, get rid of the two. Yeah, I think I could do that. I hooked the mic up into one. And then I'll have... I gotta see if that'll work. I don't know if I can. Because I think the output... I'm gonna have to go into the control room. But I think the output of the interface only feeds the first two tracks in to the DAW out the USB. You know, I think you only can, we'll see, I'll figure it out. But anyhow, and then so I got the super speed hub, and I got it, I hooked it up. And I had the same issue with the with OBS Studio only seeing two of the webcams, and I had to disable the third one to see the other one. So one of them had, it only see two at a time. And so I said, all right, I'm gonna take this back. You know, I don't need it. I'm gonna take it back. You know, so I just did it. It didn't do it. I didn't spend that much time on it. I packed it up, put it back, you know, and then I came out here to the undisclosed location. And so I said, you know, I got off. I didn't get off work. I was laying around yesterday, you know, being cool, just really relaxing day. Ate, watched a little bit of the game, got some good food, went to Wingstop, got some fries, went to Polo Campero, got some fried chicken, you know, got some, a little bit of goodies, so I was good, you know, I was just good. And so, and I kind of woke up or whatever. I said, oh, let me, you know, run this. Let me run this. You know, I got nothing else to do. It was a nice day. It was only like 4 or 5, 6 o'clock. I had, did my steps. After I got up, because I ate, took a nap, got up, did my steps. You know, I'm still early, quote unquote. So I said, let me just go ahead and take this super speed USB hub back. You know, why am I here? Maybe get the car wash, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I did that, and I found the place where to take it back to was Kohl's out here in Redlands. So I said, all right, you know, it's a nice day. I'm riding, you know, taking the long way, just chilling. Then get to Kohl's. I said, oh, I've been here before. Me and the child, my niece used to come here, this mall, doing Christmas Eve shopping. We do Christmas Eve shopping every year, ever since she was little. And, you know, I went in there and, you know, they said, I said, where's the Amazon stuff? They said, way in the back. So I go way in the back, I drop it off, you know, they take it, you know, I do the online return, get the barcode, scan the barcode, boom, 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 you're done. Just leave it there, no boxes, anything, just, you know, and I'm out, and the refund pops up, you know, I get an email and a notification from Amazon about the refund. And so I walk out of the store, and I see clearance. You know, because Kohl's got some stuff in there now. Kohl's got some stuff. They got clothes, they got electronics. You know, they got stuff. They got stuff to catch your eye. You know, pots and pans, utility stuff. And you just, you know, you look. They had sneakers, they had Nike. They had, you know, Kohl's got some stuff. So I'm walking by, I said, I wonder if they got some, you know, I saw clearance on women's shoes. I said, I wonder if they got some shoes on sale. And I'm looking. And I didn't see anything. So I asked the lady, I was like, is there any men's shoes on clearance? She said, no, and she had a real heavy Scottish or Irish accent. It was charming. And the way she was talking, you know, you can tell by her energy that she, I don't want to say a troublemaker, not like that, but you can see she's a kind of person who would have fun. You know, aggressive, having fun, you know, not shy, outgoing, you know, or maybe always into something. So it was just kind of charming to sit here and listen to her talk and explain things. Because, you know, it's Sunday. I'm just like all chill, you know. She said, oh, there's nothing there. She said, there might be some size 13s up there. I was like, okay. But I didn't see any. So I left. So I'm walking out. And then I hear, I hear that accent. Her, you know. And I look back. And it's her running out the store. Said, hey, I found a pair. And she said, oh, yeah, I remember. And she's talking in this accent. I'm just like, oh. You know. She came and I was almost at my car. And she said, no, I found them. So we walked back to the store. You know, we was talking. I said, wow, you the employee of the month. You know, I was just, you know, juicing her up, whatever. And get back there. She said, yeah, I found some 13. She said, you might not like them, but it was the last, you know, 13s. One of the associates, you know, got them, but never picked them up, and blah, 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 blah. I took them, I looked at them, I was like, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for. Nondescript black walking shoes. You know, a higher quality, just to see if they last longer. and they're Nike. They feel good. They're Nike, whatever. They feel good. And I got them for $20. I was like, looked at them. I was like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted. You know, nondescript. You know, it doesn't have that big Nike all, you know, emblem all over the, you know, too prominent. And I was like, how much? He's like, they're $20. I was like, I'll take them. I was like, I'll take them. I was like, wow, thank you. I said, wow, you the employee of the month. I was like, look. Everybody in the store was looking. I was like, look, best employee. I just got loud on it. Best employee ever right here. Best employee ever right here. You know, she laughed and took off. And I said, oh, can you make this line shorter? Because I get there, I thought three was a crowd. Because the line was like around the corner and only had two people working. I was like, wow, okay. But it was Sunday, so I was relaxed. I said, don't even go there. You know, just, you know, be that. But I did have to turn around and look at the line, see how long the line was. I looked at the only two people working there. And I asked them when I got up there. I said, oh. She said, that's the way they schedule it. She said, sometimes that's how they schedule it on Sunday. So it was intent. That's how many people they had working there. And that line was, it was long. And I just happened to get in at the right time and it got longer. So that was cool. So now I'm wearing these shoes. They feel comfortable. I feel the support. It does feel different. My Champions, you know, they were good shoes too. Don't get me wrong, the Champions are good shoes. But I kind of wore them out. And I was walking, but one thing with Champions too, they may be worn at the bottom, but I'm also was wearing my plantar fasciitis insoles that gave it a little bit more padding. Not so much support, but padding. So they were comfortable and soft walking on. But in these shoes, I got a little bit more support. And it's just as soft. And my feet don't feel squeezed in, even though I like that squeezed in feeling that I get from my DC shoes, my DC skateboarder shoes. My feet be like snug, almost like too snug in there. But they're comfortable. It's not like pushing up against my toes or my toenails or anything. But it's a really snug fit, a really snug fit. I guess because they're skateboarder shoes, they're supposed to. You know, you don't want them loose, I guess. But I like the way they feel on my feet. But these feel good too. So that's the story of how I got my $20 pair of Nikes at Kohl's. I wanted to get my OBS studio working right. So I got an extra hub that I needed to take back. And I just happened to take it back on a Sunday at that right time to meet that lady who went above and beyond to get me these shoes after, you know, the clearance and this and that. So I think that's a good story, don't you? 43 minutes. I loves it. Happy Monday. I guess I'm in a good mood. We'll see how work goes today. We'll see how work goes today. I don't take nothing for granted. If I'm going to a P-Funk show, the dame be saying, oh, you have a good time. I was like, I don't know. It depends. Or if I go to a show and there's, you know, people in line or something, oh, it's going to be a great show. I'd be like, we'll see. We don't know. I was like, we'll see. We got to check and find out. We don't know for sure. We got to see what that band do. We don't know. So, I don't take nothing for granted. And it makes it more fun for me. So anyway, so we only got three times. For the funk, for me. And for these $20 pair of Nikes, I got on my feet. For every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.